Book 2, Canto 6, The Kingdoms and the Godheads of the Greater Life, page 177-178. As if in her ascent to her lost source, she hoped to unroll all that could ever be. Her high procession moves from stage to stage, a progress leap from sight to greater sight, a process march from form to ampler form, a caravan of the inexhaustible formations of a boundless thought and force. Her timeless power that lay once on the lap of a beginningless and endless calm, now severed from the spirit's immortal bliss, erects the type of all the joys she has lost, compelling transient substance into shape. She hopes by the creative act's release to o'erleap sometimes the gulf she cannot fill, to heal awhile the wound of severance, escape from the moment's prison of littleness, and meet the eternal's wide sublimities in the uncertain time field portioned here. Almost she nears what never can be attained. She shuts eternity into an hour and fills a little soul with the infinite. The immobile leans to the magic of her call. She stands on a shore in the illimitable, perceives the formless dweller in all forms, and feels around her infinity's embrace. Her task no ending knows. She serves no aim, but labors driven by a nameless will that came from some unknowable, formless vast. This is her secret and impossible task, to catch the boundless in a net of birth, to cast the spirit into physical form, to lend speech and thought to the ineffable. She is pushed to reveal the ever unmanifest. Yet, by her skill, the impossible has been done. She follows her sublime irrational plan, invents devices of her magic art to find new bodies for the infinite and images of the unimaginable. She has lured the eternal into the arms of time. Even now, herself, she knows not what she has done, for all is wrought beneath a baffling mask. A semblance other than its hidden truth, the aspect wears of an illusion's trick, a fiend time-driven unreality, the unfinished creation of a changing soul, in a body changing with the inhabitant, insignificant her means, infinite her work, on a great field of shapeless consciousness, in little finite strokes of mind and sense, an endless truth she endlessly unfolds, a timeless mystery works out in time. The greatness she has dreamed, her acts have missed. Her labor is a passion and a pain, a rapture and pang, her glory and her curse. And yet she cannot choose but labors on. Her mighty heart forbids her to desist. As long as the world lasts, her failure lives, astonishing and foiling reason's gaze, a folly and a beauty unspeakable, a superb madness of the will to live, a daring, a delirium of delight. This is her being's law, its sole resources. She sits, though satisfaction never comes. Her hungry will to lavish everywhere her many imaged fictions of the self and thousand fashions of one reality. A world she made touched by truth's fleeing hem, a world cast into a dream of what it seeks, an icon of truth, a conscious mystery's shape. It lingered not like the earth mind hemmed in solid barriers of apparent fact. It dared to trust the dream mind and the soul.